The Pakistani Taliban has claimed responsibility for bomb attacks on two Shiite rallies that killed 33 people in Lahore on Wednesday and 65 in the city of Quetta yesterday. Pakistan's interior minister today said that pro-Taliban militants are trying to create a sectarian rift as a new wave of violence piled pressure on a government already struggling with a flood crisis. The flooding has destroyed cropland and livestock and displaced millions of people, causing damage the government is estimated at $43 billion. We spoke to Christian Cardone, spokesperson for the International Committee of the Red Cross, who told us the relief effort is still in its initial phase.
We are in a situation just like if it was the beginning of the floods. The thing is that we're still in this first phase of emergency response. We still remaining very important needs in water and food. That's really the priority at the moment. But we are just afraid to be again in this phase of emergency response 1 month after the floods started. And this is very, very important to stress on that. And that's a bit the situation there for all the humanitarian actors. It's just like if we were in the first days of this terrible disaster. Important to say also that we face this huge gap between the needs and the response that we will be able to give. When we arrive in certain distribution points, we of course obviously face some tensions in between the different people who will or will not receive food, because sometimes of course we arrive in places where we planned to distribute for 30,000 people, and you have 100,000 people at the very same place waiting for food and water.